Yeah, I suppose the latest is obviously we're still in a very strong El Nino, similar to what we saw maybe in 82, 83. And El Ninos normally peak around now, November and December. They normally start breaking down as you go into late summer, so that February, March period. And normally in that breakdown, we see that kind of warm water that's in the eastern Pacific kind of start heading back to the west, and also our easterly winds that kind of bring a lot of moisture into the state of Queensland. They obviously got a bit more moisture in as well by the end of summer because the waters are a lot warmer. So that kind of brings more moisture into the country. So when we get any trough system or weather feature coming in, it's got more moisture to work with, and it could obviously lead to more widespread rain and storms. So the good news is looking at some of our, well, some of the good news, I suppose, is looking at some of the big events, 82, 83, 97, 98, in the breakdown of El Nino, which is normally somewhere in the late summer to early autumn timeframe. We've seen some big rain events occur down the breakdown with the moisture returning. So, you know, obviously can't guarantee anything in the weather world as we know. But yeah, I suppose some of the good news, possibly good news, is in a few months' time, we could see the breakdown early next year and maybe some welcome rainfall return to some areas. Not saying everywhere, but it could see some good rainfall in some areas, hopefully in the breakdown early next year in that February to April timeframe.
The problem has been that so much of Queensland over the last few years has mainly received storm rain. When it comes to a breakdown of an El Nino, is it likely that there's more of a change come through and more reliable rainfall? What can people expect?
Yeah, that's right. So obviously the last couple of wet seasons, we really haven't seen a big monsoon low come across the state. They've kind of stuck on the east coast or gone through the peninsula. You know, with the breakdown and the last couple of big breakdowns we've seen, we've had a monsoonal low or a big low pressure system kind of track somewhere either from the east coast all the way to the southwest or from the Gulf Country all the way down to the southeast. So yeah, normally in a breakdown we normally see a big large monsoonal lows track across the state, so that'll bring widespread huge areas of rain and thunderstorms rather than the spotty shower and thunderstorm activity we've seen across the country, or yeah, across the state I should say, at least for the last probably two wet seasons that we've seen, and obviously recently in the last week or two. So widespread rainfall events normally have a higher tendency of occurring at the end of the La Nina season, bringing rain to many places rather than just a few properties here and there.
Now, one thing you mentioned earlier is about cyclones in the Gulf of Carpentaria. Is it likely that we could see this kind of thing in the summer next year?
Yeah, that's right. So, as I mentioned, normally in an El Nino year, we have a higher chance of seeing cyclones form in the Gulf. But yeah, so we've seen in many El Ninos, there's a slightly higher chance than normal seeing cyclones form in the Gulf. And then obviously they're our best chance for rainfall across the region. So if we're lucky enough to kind of get a nice weak cyclone form up there and then head south with all the atmosphere conditions coming together, yeah, that can bring widespread welcome rainfall towards the end of summer into early autumn. So let's hope that can come off across the state this late next year.
Is this possibly the light at the end of the tunnel? Is the Bureau willing to go out and say that?
I can't guarantee it, you know, not going to happen for sure, but there's just slightly higher chances. And yeah, at least the good news is, I suppose, is the El Nino is breaking, or should start breaking down in a few months' time, and hopefully we'll see some welcome rains return at least to some areas, obviously late summer, early autumn next year.